sand was obvious everywhere. The layout was neat and orderly and clean, exactly as the captain's rules insisted, though those are honored mainly in the breach, when he is not around. I suffered an immediate conflict. Charge ahead to see everyone I had missed for months, or run back and collect my traveling companions. Once I started grabbing, it might be hours before... My choice got made for me. Tobo spotted me. My first warning was a shout.
Sleepy!
A mass of churning arms and legs charged in from the left and collected me in a totally unexpected hug. I wriggled loose.
You've grown!
A lot. He was taller than me now, and his voice had deepened. You won't be able to be Shiki anymore. The great men of Taglios will be broken-hearted. Goblin says it's time I start breaking the girls' hearts anyway. There was not much doubt that he would have the power to do that. He was going to be a handsome man who had no lack of confidence. Uncharacteristically, I slipped an arm around his waist and walked down toward where other familiar faces had begun to appear.
How was your journey?
Mostly kind of fun. Except when they made me study, which was about all the time. Shri Surendranath is worse than Goblin, but he says I could be a scholar. So Mother always backs them up whenever anybody wants to make me study. But we got to see a lot of neat things. There was this temple in Pryferbed that was completely covered with carvings of people doing it all different ways.
Oh, I'm sorry. He reddened. Tobo had a mental image of me as a sort of chaste nun, and most of my adult life would not contradict that view. But I am not against interpersonal adventures. I'm just not interested myself. Probably because Swan insists. I have not yet run into the man whose animal presence completely overwhelms my intellectual reluctance. Swan being a leading authority in his own mind. He keeps volunteering. Who knows? Maybe someday I will become curious enough to experiment, just to find out if I can be touched without running away to my place to hide. Now the others were wishing me welcome, with a sincerity that set another place inside me. A small, warm place all aglow. My comrades, my brothers, all kinds of rattle and chatter inundated me. Now we were going to do something. Now we were going to get somewhere. Now we were going to kick some ass if we had to. Sleepy was here to figure it all out and tell everybody where and when to stick the knife.
God knows all the secrets and all the jokes, I said. And I wish he'd share the secret of the joke that explains why he created such a scruffy bunch of hired killers.
I used a little finger to get rid of a tear before anybody realized that it was not raining.
You guys look pretty fat for having been on the road so long.
Somebody said,
Shit! We've been here waiting for you for a whole fucking month. Some of us. The slowest ones got here last week.
How's One Eye doing? I asked as Sara wriggled through the throng.
He's fucked up,
a voice volunteered.
How do you know?
I exchanged hugs with Sara. She said, We were starting to worry. A question clung to the edge of her statement. Tobo, your grandmother and Uncle Doge are waiting in the woods back up the road. Run up and tell them to come on down.